Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think it's time for guys like me to get out of the way and have people in the next generation step forward, because they're going to be shaping the world they're going to be living in.
76-year-old Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney is retiring from the Senate at the end of his term, saying it's time for a new generation of leaders. The move is a blow to moderate Republicans and those opposed to former President Donald Trump. And Romney says the U.S. would be better off if the two frontrunners for the White House, President Joe Biden and Trump, also stepped aside. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls the Biden impeachment inquiry a baseless political stunt because long-running investigations have failed to show any evidence that the president benefited from his son Hunter's businesses. She called out House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for ordering the inquiry under pressure from hardline Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Matt Gaetz of Florida.
So he didn't even put up for a vote, as you all know, because he knows that even his own members weren't going to support this. So, that's why we call it baseless.
McCarthy defends the decision to open an impeachment inquiry without a floor vote, saying his predecessor, Nancy Pelosi, changed the rules in the House. The United Auto Workers Union is likely headed toward a strike when their current four-year contract expires at midnight. The union and the big Detroit automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, have hit roadblocks on wage increases and cost of living adjustments. Democrat Rashida Tlaib represents a district in Michigan.
The big three CEOs received a whopping 40% increase in pay, while workers right now, the majority of them, living check by check.
The strike has the potential to be one of the largest U.S. labor actions in years. A Texas federal judge has ruled the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program is illegal for a second time, although he's stayed his order, meaning 600,000 Dreamers can remain in the country for now. Neri Lopez, a DACA recipient, praised the program on MSNBC.
It gave me the opportunity to go to college. I graduated from FIU, and it's giving me the opportunity to think beyond just living in the shadows.
Critics say President Obama went beyond his authority when he created DACA by executive action in 2012. Speaking at a Washington think tank Wednesday, Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy called for cutting the federal workforce by up to three quarters.
Large-scale mass layoffs are absolutely what we will bring to the D.C. bureaucracy, both because it is necessary and it is sanctioned by the law of the United States.
Ramaswamy says he wants to eliminate the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, and the Department of Education by executive action, sidestepping votes in Congress. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're